All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back. This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media. Today on the show, calling from Jacksonville Beach in Florida, we have a clinical hypnotherapist. She does a little more than that. We're going to get into it. Her website is tamgaia.com. That's TAMGAIA.com. Our guest, Tammy Mann. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your time, Tammy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do?
I am a certified clinical and transpersonal hypnotherapist. I help people to clear their subconscious false beliefs to live a better life and achieve the heights and levels that they want to see in their life, living their dream.
All right, so give me a backstory here. How did you get into this line of work?
Okay, I began operations in early 2017. I had actually a lifelong desire to find the best modality I could to help others, because that's the kind of person I am. I like to help others. So once I discovered hypnotherapy, I knew that it was this is the way I wanted to improve other people's lives. I attended the Institute of Interpersonal Hypnotherapy, which is headquartered in Tampa, and it's the only state-licensed school in Florida and in most of the United States. So you actually get a state-certified diploma. So I wanted to get started as soon as possible. It's an amazing modality that can help so many people.
Now, do you think the word hypno throws people off?
Yeah, I think hypno and hypnosis have some, some stigma about them, which aren't really true. A lot of people watch the movies and a lot of people go to comedy shows. So I'm not into, making people bark like dogs or cluck like chickens. This is purely a healing modality. I'm a guide, and I help people get into a deeper part of themselves to discover, what we consider the hard drive of our spirit and our mind, so that they can make changes to their life.
All right. So what are some of the more common issues or blocks that you're seeing clients with?
Okay, yeah. I'm getting people... So first let me explain, hypnotherapy gets to the core issue. So if you have a cold and you have the sniffles and a headache and, a runny nose, sore throat, those are the symptoms of the cold. So if you go ahead and treat the sore throat and you treat the runny nose, you're treating the symptoms, and that's great. You're going to feel a little better, but you're not going to kill the cold virus. That virus is going to stay there. So in hypnotherapy, there can be the same thing. A lot of symptoms for one false belief. If you hold one false belief inside of you, you could have a lot of symptoms that go with that. Say you believe you're not good enough or you're stupid. You could be a bad test taker. You could be shy. You could be afraid of public speaking. So we get to that core issue to try to alleviate the symptoms instead of taking an aspirin for a headache. What I'm seeing is a lot of people who want to lose weight, who want to help with feelings of anxiousness or sadness, people who even want to improve their golf swing, people with addictions, people with sleep problems, all kinds of things. But a lot of people find that when they go to hypnotherapy and clear one issue, several of their other issues clear up as well.
Now, take me through the process. When you meet a client for the first time, how do you get started with all this?
Well, it's important to sit with the client and get to know the client, because this modality is not a cookie cutter modality. So we treat everyone as an individual, and there is trust involved in sharing information with your hypnotherapist. So I get started by just getting to know people a little bit, to know where they're at and find out what their goals are. And that's my job for them, is when they walk out my door after, you know, we have a 3-session protocol. So my goal for them is after 3 sessions, I want to see them walk out that door meeting the goal that they came to see me to meet. So if they want to sleep better, I want to know after their 3rd session that they are getting a good night's rest.
So I want to switch gears before we run out of time. What's next for you? You're not only a hypnotherapist, you have some other things going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the near future, I would love to be speaking to large audiences, providing hypnotherapy and other modalities. I am an author. I have a book out called 52 Weeks, and I have 2 other books in the works. I'm also a yoga instructor. I see myself developing my practice and my profession to help people get to the bottom of their issues. Not only that, I see myself inspiring people to want to lead a better life, to know how powerful they are. So TAM Gaia is kind of an umbrella for all the things that I do, my hypnotherapy and my, you know, my writings and also my yoga. I've got a, I'm a yoga instructor, and I believe, you know, all 3 of these, you know, body, mind, and spirit need to work together to help someone to be the best person that they want to be.
And is there any way for our listeners to reach out to you or learn a little more?
Absolutely. All of my information is on my website. TamGaia.com will lead you to TammyMonHypnosis.com, which will tell you some more about hypnotherapy if you're interested. And my number is on there if you'd like to call. I do provide a free 30-minute consultation. I haven't done a lot of Skype thus far, but I understand this is a national channel, so I would love to explore that modality for hypnotherapy as well.
All right, great. Hopefully some of our listeners are interested. Tammy, I want to thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And a big thanks goes out to the audience as well. This is ABM FM. Stick around because we got another interview coming up next.
All